And here we are, 11 minutes, nearly 12 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Friday, but time means nothing when the weekend is this close. It's almost as you can touch it. And I promised you an interview with a very, very interesting couple of lads that are involved in community policing in the area. It's very interesting because there have been developments. You know, the CPF, the Community Policing Forum, that kind of started along for a while, and there were all sorts of issues. Well, it's been kind of reconstituted with two wards now in our region, Wards 30 and Ward 6, both now. In terms of community policing forums, they have now taken on the mantle, and I'm very delighted to introduce you to Etienne Nordier from Ward 30 and our friend Brett Moran from Ward 6. Welcome to the afternoon show, guys. And the Community Policing Forum is, it's one of those kind of, we know about it a little bit, but we don't really know what it does or why we need one or who's involved and how we can get involved if you need extra support. So let's go straight to the nub of the matter, Etienne, and possibly you could explain what the CPF is all about.
Good afternoon, Dave, and thank you for welcoming us to the show. You're correct in saying community work is obviously very difficult work, and to find people to volunteer some of their time, normally time taken out of the little bit of time away from work, you know. So to get volunteers is a big thing. The CPF, of course, is it's an extension to the normal neighborhood watch that we have. The reason that we've got a second CPF now is because, Belita's kind of divided. It's demographically divided. You know, if you consider the beachfront in front of Hops, and Hops included as well, all the way past Tasso's, down to, across to Salmon Bay and to the boundary wall at Zimbali. That all falls under Ward 6. Ward 30 has not got a CPF, so basically half of Belita has a CPF and the other half doesn't.
But I thought that you were now, Ward 30 was the Ward 30 CPF had been constituted and was running.
Well, this is it. They did start setting it up a number of years ago, but the thing with the CPF is the elections are done every 5 years, you know, so the committee is voted in every 5 years. So we had a bit of a deadline, and had we not elected a CPF, we would have found ourselves without one for the next 5 years.
Okay, so the CPF in Ward 30 is alive and well, it's alive. I'm not saying alive and well.
Oh, it's very well.
There are issues.
Oh, it's very well.
Oh, I thought you were going to say well. so that's cool. Ward 30 is a go. Ward 6 is a continuum of what was in the past.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, forgive me for saying this, but my impression, and that's just purely a observation of one, is that the CPF seems to be almost moribund with red tape, because you have to have an SAPS input and they are never at meetings. I know this from the past. Ordinary members of the public don't really have much input into or any input into what goes on with the CPF, more so with the Neighborhood Watch. But even Neighborhood Watches battle to get people to get involved because, it's one of those things. Everyone has got a story to tell, but when it comes to putting hands up and actually getting involved in community stuff, I don't know about that so much. So the community policing forums of the past have been a bit of a talk shop and then no action. Is it changing, Brett?
So, yes, because I'm previously involved with all the meetings and everything what's taken place.
So you know what I'm talking about is absolutely true.
Correct. But now we have a new station commander.
Another one?
Yeah.
How many station commanders have there been at Umhlali in the past 5 years? I think 20?
Yeah, no, there's been definitely quite a few.
And they come and go.
They do come and go, yeah. But the lady that we have now, Colonel Kulu, is, very good. She's putting her foot down and putting in the work and getting everyone aligned. We've got a new Visball commander. So Colonel Kumalo And he's also working extremely hard to get all the ducks in a row in the station.
Okay.
And we're having points of calls. The lines at the police station are pretty non-existent at the moment. So they're putting themselves out there.
I feel desperately sorry for the members, because there are some good members of the SAPS on Charlie, but they've got no vehicles, they've got no petrol, they've got no petro cards, they've got no command structures, because most of the guys are on leave or absent, or, you know, just not. And now you guys are trying to interface with them as a CPF.
Yeah, so that's why the CPF is there. It's for the community to demand. We're the only structure that's mandated to the police.
Okay.
So that's what the CPF really stands
for. So you guys now are here as representatives of the Community Policing Forum to tell the community what?
Well, you see, Dave, this is the thing. With the Ward 30 being a young CPF, we don't have many members yet. So for us, you know, I mean, basically what we did is it was a restoration of the previous Ward 30 CPF. So our initial drive, of course, would be to grow our membership and, try and, you know, CPFs have always been seen as old toppies that have nothing to do.
Waste of time. Yeah. So now how's it changed?
Well, basically we've got a couple of very dynamic youngsters on board. Well, certainly within the Ward 30 CPF. So, you know, the problem faced is that the youth doesn't really seem to be interested in this type of thing, you know.
And why is that, Etienne?
Well, you know, it's an apathetic behavior, or else it's just a matter. But
is it not a question of, because everyone says this, what's in it for me?
Well, perhaps that's it. You know, we have a youngster who, in fact, both of the youngsters, it's Ayabonga and Jason, they live on the other side of the highway, all still within Ward 30, but Ayabonga is more from the rural areas, and they face different challenges. So he set up something that's called a youth desk, and the youth desk is a recruitment drive to get the youngsters on board, basically, and to create some kind of an interest. So this is what we want to do. Is we want to create recruit younger guys, something between 18 and 25 years old, because believe it or not, youth is up until 35 years old. So, but once you're 35 years old, then you're no longer part of the youth desk.
Okay.
So,
but now, what is? And I'm asked this question also in sincerity. What is in it for me if I'm a young Bolito or Salt Rock resident, and I'm concerned about safety and security, and I see bad behavior on the beachfront, I see drunkenness, I see litter, I see all sorts of stuff, and I say, but who's doing it? And now you've got the opportunity to actually legally, with a mandated organization,
yes,
stand up and be counted and make a difference.
Well, this is where the youth comes in. You know, the old guys like us, we don't really want to chase guys down the beach and police the... And
jeez, I do. Give me a big stick and a uniform. I'll be there tomorrow.
I thought you'd be chasing the girls, Dave.
But, and that, don't worry, that's all the same.
But basically, yes. I mean, there's a youth desk will operate separate to us. You know, and they'll create their own adventures and their own patrols and plans. So that's the type of stuff that we want them to get involved in. Is to protect our beaches under the CPF banner.
Will you also be doing sort of marine protection? Because since Parks Board stopped patrolling, it's a free fall. Eh?
Yeah, so that's DAF's department, and that's.
Yeah, but they don't exist anymore.
We can't mandate that.
Why not? Why not? Aren't there laws that you can implement as a CPF? Surely there are.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Hey.
Well, we can enforce bylaws, basically,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
This is the difference, of course, between the CPS and the neighborhood watches, is the neighborhood watches don't have the link to the police station or the SAPS. So the CPF comes in like that. And that is also what we fundamentally can offer the public, and is the link to the police. Following up on cases for them.
Do you have certain powers?
Well, yes, we have the ability to liaise with the police. We can follow up on cases for people. I mean, how often have people tried to phone the police station and just to have the phones ring and no one answers the phone.
Brett says the lines are down at the moment, so there we go.
I think they've always been down, Dave. I don't know when they've ever really worked. So we have direct links to the people that really matter.
So would you then be almost like an interim? I won't say satellite police station as such, but if I wanted to report a matter, could I report it to the CPF rather than to the SAPS?
Look, obviously, the first port of call would be to try and get hold of the police station, you know, but failing which, or to go there to report it. But should you have a break-in at your house, you know, the police would more than likely come to your house. But we are quite happy to facilitate that type of thing. We're happy to follow up on the cases. And if you can't get hold of the police, then we prepare to actually do it for you. Yes,
so what you're talking about here is a solid link, personable link between the structures that are sometimes seen as quite intimidating and out of reach.
Absolutely,
and
yes,
the local community. So this is a very good reason why all of us should get involved. And if it's not a question of getting involved physically by doing patrols, etc., then it's certainly by signing up. Is there a membership? Is there some kind of recruiting drive for members that you're on now?
Well, it's always the silver bullet is the funding from the public. So if people can't actually give time, I mean, obviously we would ask for the equivalent in money. But
So can one join and pay a fee?
Absolutely, yes.
And what is that fee?
Well, you know,
there's no actual fee as yet. We haven't come up with
a... Jeez, you guys are organized, huh?
For an amount, because it's still new. Like, for example, I'm on the executive committee now for the CPF, and they don't even have a bank account. So,
well, we do, Brett.
Yeah. Ward 6 and Ward 30 have bank accounts. I'm talking about the executive committee.
Yeah, that's a
problem. So there's the bigger structure and bigger problems going higher up. But locally, it's sound. We can be the liaison between the community and the police.
Look, we have an awareness campaign tomorrow, right outside the radio station here. It's awareness campaign for the CPFs, and it's also a recruitment drive for the Neighborhood Watch. You know, I mean, the Neighborhood Watch guys just can't advertise between 12 o'clock at night and 6 in the morning because no one sees them. So they will be visible, and they'll have a gazebo outside here tomorrow. Mm. And there'll be many CPF members here as well.
You know what you guys are doing is excellent work. I mean, I'm sorry to sound a little bit like one of those oaks, negative. I'm not. Mm. I'm asking the questions that everyone that
absolutely
I believe is asking, and I'm getting the answers. What I would suggest, and I say this in all sincerity, is that we have a regular update on air.
That would be great, yes.
Because I can see that you guys, I mean, your volunteers, which is marvelous. It should be encouraged and supported. And I 100% support and encourage you, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to use the airways to broadcast what you're doing, because it's important that people know.
No, we would appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's obviously what we are linking up to with the Neighborhood Watch. Obviously, the Neighborhood Watch has structurally been there for 20-odd years, and we've always tied in with the Neighborhood Watch. And obviously, the Neighborhood Watch patrollers are doing a fantastic job.
And I can see that you're all kind of working in tandem.
Correct.
And there are roles to play, and this gives a very important link between the policing structure, because
Correct.
Even private security companies cannot effect arrests. All they can do really is what you and I can do, eyes and ears, and possibly citizens detaining, but no arrest. It has to be done by a police officer, and that's why community police are forum.
So basically what we as the CPF need to do is hold SAPs accountable. So that's like where our mandate comes from.
But you're not forcing the issue. This is a happy working relationship.
But if we don't get the results from SAPS, it doesn't necessarily have to be a happy relationship. We want to know what is going on. If there's a case number, and if there's 10 cases in Balito area, well, we want to know what's been done about those case numbers. Because a lot of the case numbers are open and closed cases before anything's been done about it. Well, we want to know why. Okay. And those are the questions that the CPF are asking.
So you're off to a good start, and everything starts somewhere.
Yep.
Now from here, it's the building of a healthy, two healthy organizations, the two CPF structures under Ward 6 and Ward 30 that we're talking about right now.
Correct.
And this has direct imports in terms of how the society that is Brand Bolito lives in terms of safety and security, cleaning and greening, and all of these aspects that we're very fortunate in this part of the world that we enjoy a modicum of protection from the slings and arrows of what's really going on in South Africa.
Certainly, Dave. Fantastic. You know, and the nice thing is, you know, we have a good foundation already. You know, with the neighborhood watch, the neighborhood watch is linked to all the security companies in the area. So when we patrol, because most of the CPF guys do actually do patrolling as well with the neighborhood watch, probably 90% of us. Mm. And so when we pick up something at night while we're patrolling, then basically we just contact the security company. They're there in a flash, and they normally take it further with the.
Well, I've seen this cooperation firsthand, and I know Brett was very actively involved in all of these structures, and continues to be so in certain ways. And I really am in awe of the work you guys do. I'm fully supportive.
Thank you, Brett.
Like to, again, extend the invitation. Let's make it a regular report back. We'll work out the details as we go.
No, we would love that. Yes.
But remember, folks, tomorrow, that is Saturday at the Lifestyle Center, you'll be able to interface with the guys from the CPF and the Neighborhood Watchers. Very important work that they do, and they do it because they care about you, they care about me, they care about the community, and they don't get rewarded for this thing other than the fact that, well, a job well done, and we can sleep at night. So come out and support and join the organizations and give of either your time or your money or both. It's an investment in the lifestyle that we enjoy in this part of the world, and without them, I think we would be so much the poorer. And there we have to leave it for today. Time is always against us. And my very special guests, Etienne Nordia and Brett Moran from the Community Policing Forums of Ward 30 and Ward 6. It's a bit of a convoluted thing. Maybe we should just put it together and say the CPF. Like, they keep you safe at night. Please support them. We'll see you guys tomorrow outside the studio.
Thank you, Dave. Cheers, man. Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues.